Mindful Business Evolution, the podcast where networking, mindset, and technology converge to empower success. In today's fast-paced world, navigating the complexities of business while nurturing personal growth can often feel like a daunting task.
Welcome to Mindset Monday. I'm Heather with Mindful Business Evolution. Thank you for joining me today. I'm going to go ahead and be here live on your page. So I haven't done this in a very long time, going live. But I didn't want another Monday to go by without giving some updates about what's going on because I haven't disappeared. I've been working really hard in the background on a whole bunch of things. So here we are. Happy Monday. Happy Mindset Monday. So one of the books I've been reading lately is Servant Leadership Roadmap. Master the 12 core competencies of managing success with leadership qualities and interpersonal skills by Cara Bramlett. So there we are. Servant Leader Roadbook. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on in chapter 4. This is a great book. I've really enjoyed it. I'm a little further than that. But chapter 4 really fit with mindful business evolution. And I was like, ooh, I have to share this with you. So that's what I did. I'm here. Okay. I'm going to take a breath though. Invite you to breathe with me. All right, thank you. So, competency 4 is listening. And the quote is, speak in a way that others love to listen. Listen away in a way that others love to speak. This is a great conversation about listening, because as we grow our businesses in a mindful way, we're going to have to improve our listening skills to be able to show up more mindfully. So I think it's interesting that some of the statistics this chapter starts out with are like, on average, we can listen here 450 words a minute, and we only speak on average 150 words a minute. So you'd think that we would be able to hear what someone's saying, but on average, we only get between 13 to 25% of what we hear. So if we are only hearing 13 to 25% of what someone's saying to us, we're missing a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm really excited about that, because one of my favorite experts, there's so many favorite experts, they're all my favorite experts, is someone that can help with this. communication is 35% spoken word and 65% body language. What? I didn't realize it was that much. I've heard Trish talk and drop the statistic. And then when I read it and actually saw it and kind of was like sitting with it for a second, I was like, ooh, and if I'm only hearing 13% of 25% of a communication, we got a problem, right? Like there's a problem there. So this is a skill that we have to work on. And one of those skills is listening. And there's different ways to listen. And I didn't really realize that. And so you can kind of hear, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 types of listening that they identify in this book. I don't know if this is it, you know, but I don't, you know, I'm just sharing what I read in the book, right? Giving you a little blow. So people orientated listening style. So you tend to focus on understanding the feeling, the individual speaking. This style leverages your empathy and emotions in a situation. And then number 2 is content orientated style, more focused on the quality of what people are saying. and kind of disconnect from the emotion of what someone's saying. And then there's action orientated. They're listening for the plan, for the action plan of what's going on. And then there's the time oriented listener. And I'm sure you have been to the doctor's office and you start to talk to the doctor and he like cuts you off. Well, that's a time oriented listener. They only have so much time. So they want everything like really snappy and short, right? So there's some tips in here about how to be a better listener. So preparing yourself. So, clearing your mind and being ready to be listening, and then being present and really focusing on what somebody's saying. And then showing your presence, so leaning forward, convey to the listener the active listening skills. And then removing barriers while listening. So if like cell phones are out, I'll flip them over, right? Not just turn them the sound off, but flip them over. Or if better yet, if I can just leave it not out, then it's not ever going to, be that barrier. So there's different barriers. So if you are a clicker, right? A pin clicker, this could be a barrier to listening to people. So knowing that you do this, you need to remove clicky pins from you. So thinking about what barriers can be available. They're all unique, right? And then responding appropriately. So we shouldn't be thinking about what the other person's saying until they're done saying it. And then responding appropriately, allow the speaker to communicate their full communication, ask clarifying questions, and paraphrase what has been said to you so that you can see how much, do you only have 13%? Do you have 25%? How much are you actually getting so you can get the whole picture? So I thought it's a great little book about just building trust in yourself and your leadership. And then trusting, just a really nice way to look at yourself and leadership. I really like this so far. So what the heck has been going on, you all? So I'm going to use these cards I got here in a minute. So bear with me. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I've been working on. I caught myself saying, so I'm like calling myself out on my head right here. No, I'm very excited about what I've been working on, and I'm really excited about sharing this with you all. I have been thinking about how I can share some of the knowledge that I have about social media, about being a woman in this journey of business and showing up every day for myself and choosing how I'm going to show up for my community every day. So I have a membership outline, and then I took it a little further and I was like, how will I house my membership? So I have created a Facebook group that will house my membership things. So we will be doing Power Hour twice a week. And that is, I'm going to grab some water. That is like 15 minutes to connect and network, 30 minutes of working, doing the daily method of operation, and 15 minutes for questions and answers about organic social media. And then that will be done live into the Facebook group. So you can watch it when you can, and then drop your questions if something comes up for you also. So that's very exciting. With Mindful Business Evolution, my goal is to have strategic partners to help you grow your business. And one of those, of course, is with Free Time Solutions. You know, Charlie isn't going anywhere. She's just in operations land. She's amazing and has really found her own self. And I look forward to having her on as an operations expert as we move into the next part of
our podcast journey life here. So there will be discounts available to the tools. So I will have those links coming out soon. I will have VIP access to take workshops, to be the first to be on workshops, and the types of workshops that I'm going to be putting on are Canvas workshops, the tools workshops, how to use free time tools and different tools to run your business, and marketing workshops. So June will be our first one, and it will be a social media marketing workshop. And I will also be offering to help other ladies put on workshops, and I'm calling those partnership workshops. And those partnerships will be able to have a discounted rate. I will negotiate a discounted rate with my partnerships to allow VIP access, so you can get those at a discount so that we all get to try these amazing workshops. We already have one scheduled. If you haven't seen that, Joe T with Joe T Healing is putting on Transcendent Meditation and Mandala Creation Workshop. I didn't write that down, and I figured it out all on my own. And the videos for that are going to be dropping soon, so look forward to that. I've really enjoyed learning more and more about what Transcendent Meditation is and how that mixes with hypnotherapy and Yudit's unique skills to bring us that kind of meditation. Very excited. All right. Access to experts. Of course, you know that by doing this podcast, we have had so many experts come on, and there's always an updated list of experts available to get referred to. So just let me know if you need referrals. I'm always down to do introductions, but going forward, the people in the group that I'm interacting with will get priority over people not in the group. We are going to be having an exclusive book club. So our very first book is going to be the book Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima. And I'm going to take her book club plan and put it into my system and figure that out. And we're going to release that 1 week at a time. And I'm going to talk about it on Mindset Mondays, each chapter of Worthy starting in June. So the first Monday in June, we will be beginning the book Worthy as our topic for Mindset Mondays. And what else do we have going on? Oh, yes. As part of the group, I'm also doing daily prompts for set for success tips for the week. Like on Sundays, I always check my schedule for the week. So I put a prompt in to remind us all to check our schedules and share something in the group. So there will be daily prompts in the group. And if you are part of the Fave group, of course, there will be a special Fave discount. Don't miss out on that. And then also, I love the feedback. So I don't have any qualms talking about what Karen's been up to out in the world, right? She's an amazing lady. If you haven't met Karen from favelifestyles.app, you can head on over there and check that out. She has an initiative, and it's really on her heart to spread her Celebrate 1 Million Women campaign. And right now we're doing a call for stories. So the first set of stories that she's doing is about being brave. So what we're really asking ladies to do is to be brave and share your story. And you can do that by heading over to favelifestyles.app. Just put it in there on your website and search it up. And you follow through there, you will see her celebrating 1 million women and you can submit your story over there, see what the stories are about. I submitted a story. Charlie submitted her story. There's a couple other ladies that have been on the podcast have already submitted stories. So you can go over there and submit your story. We're looking to have at least 50 stories, and 20 of those will go into a book. And this isn't costing anything. So submitting your story, and if you get approved, you're not going to be asked to pay money. Sponsors are taking care of all of the money part of these books, this book being published, the book being published. So you're not going to get a surprise. You're going to need to pay us money because we chose your story. No, this is like part of the hashtag celebrating 1 million women program that Karen's creating. So I hope to see you submit your story, and I look forward to reading it. And if you want to read my story, it is there too. I was going to share a little bit with you. I feel like I'm getting a little long, but I'm going to share this with you. The first event I went to with Fave Ladies, besides a networking gathering, it wasn't really a networking, but we had a wine night, and then there was an event, and it was the first time I was really introduced, and I brought Charlie, and we're like, didn't know these ladies very much, but the prompt was, I am the daughter of, and her story is. And so that prompt was so powerful. I have goosebumps saying it right now. For me, just even processing that I am the daughter of Cassie, who was the daughter of Linda. And then they talked about like going back and being able to identify, you know, your lineage and really connecting to the women in your family. And what is the story that your family keeps sharing with you? Is that story still true? Can you find the story of Brave in their story? So I encourage you to head over to the app and submit your story. There's, I believe it's 16 prompts. So it's not like you have to know how to write a story from beginning to end with, you know, and enough conjunctions to do the thing. No, nothing crazy. We're just, you know, you get to answer questions and it walks you through it. I recommend opening up a Word document, popping it in there, or Google Doc if you're like me, and then typing it in there, and then you could copy your answers over just in case it takes you more than one sitting, but you can do it in one sitting if you choose to. All right, so something fun I would like to start doing is I got these cards, 52 Essential Conversations, and I drew one today. We got the 9 of Diamonds. And the 9 of diamonds is grit. Say that word with me. Grit. Gritter. I always think somebody that's just really stuck with it. So what is something that you've been practicing for more than a month, a year, or 2 years? Something that I've been practicing for like a really long time actually has been Canva. I've gotten proficient because I used to ask everybody if I could do their graphics until I learned from Allie Jean. Actually, I had the blessing to take her classes and take one-on-one classes with her. And I really love everything she taught me about visuals and playing with them. And I still enjoy going in there and just playing for fun. It's a good stress relieving art project for me sometimes. Okay. The next part of this is, what is something that others think you can do, but you believe is too hard to do? What can you do to motivate yourself to keep trying? And I put tatting. So I am I have a lot of hours of crochet under my belt. I've been crocheting since I was probably 6 years old. So I'm very good. When I was pregnant with Andy, my friend taught me to actually read patterns because I didn't know all the names of the stitches, so I could like make stuff up, but I couldn't really make patterns or read patterns and do cool stuff, you know, from patterns. And my friend taught me that and I took off. But tatting eludes me. I love all things yarn related, thread, embroidery, sewing, like anything that has to do with a string. I probably like it and am proficient at it, but not tatting. So I know that someday it will click. Someday the right person will sit. Actually, what I need is I need a left-handed tatter to sit across from me and show me how to tat, because I can mirror what you're doing. So if you are a left-handed tatter, I am game to learn to tat. So what's something that you want to motivate yourself to keep trying? I hope you all have a great day. Thank you for joining me here on Mindset Monday. I hope that you got something out of our expert, out of Servant Leader, and you will decide if you need to work on your listening skills too. We'll talk to you later. Namaste. Mwah.